This is Talk of the Town on News Radio Word 1300 and 106.9 FM. Steve Kelly and Brett Bakita, and joining us on the live line is Tessa Kina, CPA and shareholder at Hungerford Nichols CPAs and Advisors. Tessa, thank you for doing this today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me this morning.
Those who are familiar with Wood Radio have heard Hungerford Nichols on the air for decades. Let's talk a little bit about, we want to talk about women in business and ways that we celebrate. But to get to that part of the conversation, Tessa, what drew you to become a CPA? Talk to us a little bit about a business that, is it safe to say, is underrepresented by women?
I would say not as much now in general. If you look at the accounting profession in the college and universities and even in public accounting itself, but at the top probably is still underrepresented. And I know there's some studies that have been done on that. But it's on a rise. I mean, I think there, you know, when I look at our firm specifically, we do have a slightly higher percentage of female accountants at the firm, and growing from our management to our leadership. So it's still a little bit underrepresented at the highest levels of leadership, but we're getting there.
Steve has two daughters. I have an eighth grade daughter. And what would be your recommendation to them as far as leading and advocating? Because the women's movement is on right now, as you mentioned, and that's changed just in the last decade from the numbers. But what would be, for that next generation of women, your advice?
You know, I have about 1,000 books in my home library, and I'm at my office right now, and I have some here as well. And I love anything that's encouraging and inspiring. And this morning, I opened up a little book that I got from Shannon Cohen, and she is a local leader, dreamer, entrepreneur. And one of the quotes she has in there is, "Don't dim your light. If people are blinded by your wattage, hand them a pair of sunglasses." And I just thought that is so perfect, because as women, as females, a lot of times we tend to stay in the background. We are maybe not as confident or a little bit fearful of taking the lead or standing out. And so for young women, I think that's something that's so important, is to encourage, to have faith, to believe in yourself, and to be able to speak your mind and speak your truth. I know we hear those kind of phrases a lot, but I've seen it in my own life. I was a young mom. I was 18 when I had my daughter, and that could have been something that went in a different direction, but I didn't let that stop me. And I'm thankful that I had people around me to support me in raising my daughter. And you know, just kind of going after what your dreams are. And there's always going to be roadblocks. There's always going to be challenges, but not letting those, you know, keep you down. You know, looking for others to support you, asking for help, not being afraid to ask for help. I think that's something that is really key. And it's a hard for just anyone to do, is when you're in a situation and you need some help. But, you know, being confident enough to say, you know what, I do need some help, and searching for those people that can step in and be there to support you.
We're talking to Tessa Kina, who is a CPA and shareholder at Hungerford Nichols, celebrating women in business this month. Let's talk a little bit about finding that confidence, which is so important, something that sometimes comes just with experience, but maybe finding that voice, and a little bit more about using your voice that you started moments ago with.
Yeah. You know, I think it does come over time. When I was younger, I was a lot more kind of quiet and timid and not as outspoken as I maybe am now. And I think just, you know, over time of, you know, being in school, participating in extracurricular activities, whether you're volunteering, having a job, on a sports athletic team, you know, something else that, you know, you're exposing yourself to being around different people. I think that's the biggest thing that helps, is having someone to look up to, multiple people to look up to. So whether, you know, being, you know, you're a freshman and it's the senior on your lacrosse team, or, you know, just in your work environment, having someone that you can look up to and go to for advice. And I think having people that are in your life that can encourage you is what helps to then strengthen your own inner voice. And, you know, whenever you're in situations where kind of have that gut feeling where you're kind of afraid, but you know that you need to say something, that's when you need to speak up. And what I've seen over the years is when I've had that confidence to speak up, it allows others to do the same. And I think that's the biggest, you know, impact that we as women, especially women in leadership, can do, is to be able to have that confidence to speak up and then allow others to have that voice as well.
Tessa, what's interesting to me in the last probably 20 years is the change of traditional roles with men and women as far as the workforce or stay at home, taking care of the kids. And some of this coming out of COVID, but some of it out of the need of daycare being so expensive. Talk about what would be your message to the flexibility of young couples starting out. Who's part-time? Who's full-time? Because I've seen everything from, you know, my college roommate who is a stay-at-home dad, and his wife is, and mom is out the door and works in the medical field. And, you know, you've seen it switch. It doesn't necessarily have to be the way it was. It's exciting to see what works for each family is unique, right?
Yeah, it really has. I mean, I think, you know, the traditional, you know, the husband works and the mom stays at home, it doesn't have to be that way. And there's nothing wrong with that either. I think every family situation is what works best for them. And what we've seen, you know, that can be a hindrance sometimes is when the workplace doesn't allow for that flexibility. And usually the flexibility and the part-time status usually comes with the female. But what I think is really neat is when we kind of break down that barrier and say, you know what, it doesn't matter if it's the male, it's the female. It's, can we create an environment at our offices that allow for a flexible schedule, a part-time schedule, where people can still live out their, you know, career goals, and it might just look different for a time, but allow them to be able to do that and then provide the resources to be able to do that. And, you know, we at our firm have really been kind of thoughtful of that. Again, we do have a larger, you know, workforce that are female. And, you know, how can we look at our different policies, our HR policies, our maternity and paternity leave policies, right? It's not just when the child is born, it's just the mom. It's like having the father stay home, too, is really helpful and beneficial to nurturing that those early stages of life. You know, what is it that we're doing to really set the stage for an environment that encourages people to grow, to be able to have a career, but also be able to have a home life as well? And we always talk about work-life balance. That word is kind of common in our industry, and that is actually one of our core values at the firm is a balanced life. But one of the things that I go back to, and one of my favorite authors talks about this, Adam Grant, that it's not necessarily about balance, it's about work-life harmony. So how can we create that harmony in people's families and their work relationships that makes sense for them and allow them to thrive?
You can find out more online at hungerfordnichols.com. I see a tab for careers there as well. For over 80 years in West Michigan, helping businesses where good ideas add up. At Hungerford Nichols, CPA and shareholder, Tessa Kina. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.